strong Sunday. My love, she passed me by. I knew her mind was changing by the roving of her eye. By the roving of her eye. By the roving of her eye. I knew her mind was changing by the roving of her eye.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall of the life of a song. How many people have sung it? Where has it traveled? How has it changed? That was Mary Black singing Loving Hannah on her first album, which I heard in Ireland in 1984. That beautiful, simply produced record was one of my early entryways into the magical realm of traditional folk music. Back home in Rhode Island, I proceeded to learn and perform for years almost every song on that recording. 8 years later, in 1992, I visited the Hindman Settlement School in Hindman, Kentucky to attend Appalachian Family Folk Week so that I could meet legendary traditional folk singer Gene Ritchie. It was a thrilling and life-changing time, enriching far beyond my expectations. In addition to meeting Gene, I learned my first clogging steps and banjo tunes and greatly expanded my traditional repertoire of Appalachian folk music. About midweek, I was swapping songs with new, lifelong friend Carrie Norris, who suddenly sang Loving Hannah.
Oh, Hannah, loving Hannah, come give to me your hand. You said if you'd marry, that I would be the one, that I would be the one, that I would be the one. You said if you had married, that I would be the one.
Thinking this was a typical Irish versus American folk song variant exchange, I said, oh, I know the Irish version of that song. And I proceeded to play it for her.
My love is fair and proper. Her waist is neat and small. And she is quite good looking. And that's the best of all. Oh, that's the best of all. That's the best of all.
Gene Ritchie got wind of this later that week and said, Mary Black learned Loving Hannah from me. You see, a variant of the song likely traveled with Scots-Irish immigrants to eastern Kentucky as long ago as the 18th century with early Ritchie ancestors. In her youth, Gene Ritchie learned the unique version from family source singers Baylis, Isom, and Jason. Then she returned the song to Ireland in the 1950s during an 18-month Fulbright scholarship trip to research the roots of her family songs. While she was there, she made an album with HMV Records, a source record enjoyed and mined by a number of traditional singers in Ireland, Scotland, and England. The song injected itself so thoroughly into oral tradition that later in the mid-90s, Mary Black told Jean that she had learned Loving Hannah from her brother, who got it from an old lady down the street. I had gotten Mary Black's recording in Ireland, learned the song, brought it back to the United States, and years later, unwittingly, right back to its source in eastern Kentucky. Here's Jean singing it on her 1997 record, Mountain Born, with her son, John Pickow.
I wished I was in London or some other seaport town. I'd serve my food on a bally boat, and I'd sail them seas all around. Oh yes, I'd sail them seas all around. I'd sail them seas all around. I'd set my foot on a bally boat, and I'd sail.